Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Real prison time in Australia for Nazi salutes, hate symbols now. This legislative action comes in response to a series of notable anti-Semitic incidents, which included the defacement of Jewish places of worship and community centers with Nazi symbols. Australia has enacted new legislation today that mandates a minimum prison sentence of 1 year for individuals who exhibit Nazi salutes or other hate symbols. This legislative action comes in response to a series of notable anti-Semitic incidents, which included the defacement of Jewish places of worship and community centers with Nazi symbols. Originally passed in January 2024, the latest amendments to the law mandate a compulsory prison term for the offenders. Those convicted of displaying Nazi salutes or hate symbols with the intention of inciting hatred or intimidating others will now be subject to a mandatory minimum sentence of 1 year in prison. New law also mandates a minimum sentence of 3 years for the financing of terrorism and a 6-year sentence for either committing or planning acts of terrorism. The proposed legislation has reportedly received backing from numerous community organizations committed to addressing hate and discrimination. Although Australian officials claim that this new legislation targets the increasing prevalence of hate speech and extremist actions within the nation, it has also sparked concerns regarding its implications for freedom of expression. Numerous civil liberties advocates have contended that, although the goal of reducing hate speech is praiseworthy, it is essential for the laws to be implemented with caution to prevent violations of individual rights. However, according to legal analysts, the legislation incorporates measures designed to reconcile the enforcement of the law with the safeguarding of free speech. Specifically, the law prohibits the display of hate symbols when intended to intimidate or provoke hatred against a specific group. Exceptions are allowed for valid purposes such as education, artistic expression, or historical study. Australian police and other law enforcement personnel will also undergo training to ensure the proper enforcement of the new legislation, the government said. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.